Hey, podcasters, it's Giggling Ben here. We are, of course, on holidays, but you still get podcasts. I know. Deja vu, though, because you've heard them all before if you've listened to all the podcasts. If you haven't listened to all the podcasts, bunta, this is going to be the best thing ever. Today, it's all about robots, sex robots, normal robots, just robot action. Basically, there are some very bizarre stories. Of course, we all know Em wants to build her robot army. She will mention that a number of times. And you'll also get to relive all the action that is robotic things on our show. Enjoy!
I
can tell you a few.
Nah, it's fine. Nah. I'll find out later.
You know what?
It's probably going to rain.
Have a look.
It's probably going to rain.
See what it feels like on your skin.
If you're listening to us for up-to-date weather...
You're a flat-out idiot.
Slight chance of showers, top 25 in the city, 28 in the west.
Amazing!
Cloud enough for the weekend.
Of course there is. I saw a headline and I just said, I'm just going to do that on the show because I like the headline.
Yeah.
And now I've read the article. I don't know if I should still do it, but I'm going to do it.
Well, this is Surprise, Surprise at 6:05. That's when it gets written on our...
Surprise by 6:05 is when we just choose things off a headline.
Yeah.
And the headline I saw, Women Has the Hots for Robot. Love is still love.
Done.
Yes, Queen!
Done.
I'm like, yes, I'm in.
As if we're not talking about that.
I don't even care. Like, yeah. We could end this whole talk break now and just off that, Woman Has the Hots for Robot. I get it. Man, I get it.
Do you?
I get it. They're kind of angular and masculine and, you know, they remember their tax file number when their accountant has been asking them for 3 months, what's your tax file number? Like, they would know that
but
stuff.
But what if it's one of those robots that just continually bumps into the wall
Great.
Until all your carpet's clean?
Well, you know, the Roomba. Ooh.
Yeah,
no,
that
I could date a Roomba.
It looks painful, though.
He vacuums while I sleep. What a man.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, quietly, too.
Quietly. Yeah. Yes. Now, there's a new CNN Go series called Mostly Human with Laurie Segal, and I'm 100% watching this. It investigates the darker, ethically murky ways in which modern technology is affecting our relationships. Mm. Now, there's one woman in this series who's turned her dead friend into a chatbot.
Right. What? Whoa. I'd say let's unpack that, but that's a lot.
I know.
Turned her dead friend
into a chat bot.
No.
So I feel like she's recorded a bunch of things her friend has said over the time
creepy.
And then popped it inside a bot she can just talk to you.
Oh, my God.
That also appeals to me.
Get a new friend.
I could get you made into a chat bot.
Starting to worry about my life. You've recorded everything I've done over the last month. You
exactly.
could easily have me killed, and then just Harley Breen still on the show.
Easily, Harley Breen bot. I love that.
No,
but in one now, this is the one that got me. This is the one that I was very excited about. I don't know why this stuff excites me. I don't know why people falling in love with inanimate objects is something I've always been a fan of. You know, there's a guy who loves his car. There's the
yes.
woman who's fallen in love with the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
just
that's
going
to be hard to go on dates anywhere. I'm a bit embarrassed.
Hard to, my boyfriend.
Hard to bring home meat parents. Too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. In one episode, though, we meet Lily, a French woman who has fallen in love with the robot she built named Immovator.
You're going to come up with a better name than
I feel Jeff. Like, call it Bruce.
Immovator.
Like, I love you, Immovator. So weird. Je t'aime, Immovator.
Very French.
She has had two previous relationships with men, but at 19, she realizes she's just not attracted to humans.
Oh, 19's a good time to be making life choices.
Yeah, though Immovator can't talk, respond to her affections, or kiss her back, or acknowledge her in any way, same as marriage. Lily plans to program him to do so one day. She says, love is still love. It's not that different. I feel the same things that someone can feel toward a man or a woman. A lot of tenderness, affection, and attachment. And I'm looking at him, and he is a strapping, white plastic-bodied man with headphones and earrings.
He looks like a crash test dummy. And you're attached to him because your hair got stuck in his head crevice.
I support you, Lillian and Immovator. I support you both, and I will attend that wedding. I will sing you down the aisle. I will sing you down the aisle. Don't put me on the spot.
I just put you on the spot. And I'm racking my brain.
My whole comedy career rests on this right now. And I can't. Oh, God, I go.
Robot song.
I can't do it. I've just failed. We may as well never do stand-up
again. You know what? The harder we try, we're not going to come up with it.
I've failed every improv class we ever took. I'm sorry to you. Keep thinking, Immovator and Lily. Look, we've been teasing it all morning. I'm just going to have a sip of coffee before. I'll give you the headline.
Yeah.
Man makes his own sex doll.
Now,
I'm just going to have a little sip.
It's very exciting, but I think there's some things in life that you shouldn't DIY. And
well, no, I'm all for this.
No, don't DIY a sex doll.
Why?
No, you should.
Oh, no, this is the greatest thing ever.
If you need a sex doll, buy it from Sex Doll Factory. Mm-mm. Don't be like, I reckon I can
figure that
out.
Is that where you think you buy sex dolls from, Church Boy?
Yeah, Sex Doll Factory. Yeah, sexdollfactory.com.
That's not where you get them from.
Look it up.
Now, a Spanish engineer, Sergey Santos. Sergey has built a cement. Sergey just became Super Mario. I'm going to keep doing accents. I don't care how bad I am.
Yeah, we're brilliant.
Sergey Santos has built Samantha, an interactive sex doll. Now, the picture of Sergey and Samantha is a little unfortunate. Sergey's chosen some darker lighting and he's just clutching her in what could be called a gentle headlock and looking away from the camera. Oh, so it's not helping Sergey the way he's had the photo taken.
He's creepy.
It looks like Samantha's there against her will, even though she's an interactive sex doll program, to want to be there.
And it does look like Sergey had good reason to make a sex doll.
Sergey looks like he can't make eye contact with people.
Yes. Yeah, he needs a sex doll.
Samantha, though, is a sex doll with a difference.
Yeah.
She has to be seduced
in
order to want sex. So she's not one of these loosey-goosey sex dolls.
She's not just giving it out for free.
She's not just anyone. Like, you got to work for Samantha. You gotta take her to Warner and Dorner.
Yeah.
Samantha ain't taking no men that aren't respecting her.
Wait, is he taking her out to dinner?
I hope so.
Oh, please be going out to dinner.
Now, the doll, which has Angelina Jolie-esque cheekbones, piercing green eyes, and a functioning G-spot. Thank you for asking.
A functioning G-spot?
Yeah, I know. Samantha has different modes of interaction. Samantha can be in family mode.
Yeah.
Now, family mode, Harley, is encouraging you to hold her hand and put your arm around her waist.
Oh, that's very
family. I know when I'm in family mode.
Yeah, that's what
that's
you want.
That's all that I
just
want.
Just hold the hand. Family mode should be her just disheveled, having to do all the housework, because Sergey's sitting on the couch.
Few stains on the top. That's my family mode. But no, and Samantha, and with Samantha, you can't just grab her lady parts. She'll cross her legs.
Yes.
You gotta work for Samantha's love. And finally, your final objective of there's a sexual mode, and you can give her an orgasm.
Can you do that? I like that Sergey's built this.
I'm closing my book now so we can just chat about Sergey.
Sergey's built this. He's built a sex doll with a G-spot, but I bet Sergey doesn't know where he put it.
Samantha, I'm crying. Look at me. Oh, no, I'm Irish.
No, you're Irish.
Oh, my God, this is always going to happen. I love Sergey and Samantha. I hope they have a lovely future together. Oh, I love it. I'm going to build a sex doll. I want to talk about our favourite thing to talk about.
Yes.
Man marries a robot. Yes.
Now, or, as our producers write down on our sheet, married a reboot.
It works either way.
A robot.
Whenever our producers have ideas and someone brings up marrying a robot, but don't even care what the story is. And this is
I know, you literally said that. Someone marries a robot. Yes, put it in.
There's something about, look, I know what it is to feel lonely. You know, I'm a performer.
Yeah.
And I like the idea that if things get really tough, you can make someone to hang
you
out
can
with.
You can make the love of your life.
It comforts me in my darkest hours. Yeah. Don't worry. Just do it, mate. You can make
if everybody
someone...
leaves you, you can find the cold, hard metal love.
Yes. And that's what 31-year-old engineering graduate has done. His name's Jen, and he was married last week to a beautiful bride that he made himself.
Very important.
I love that. Last year he started creating Ying-Ying.
Ying-Ying.
Yes. Now, Ying-Ying can say simple words and recognize images. And after 2 months of dating, the couple decided to get married.
They made that decision together.
I'll program you to like me.
At the wedding ceremony, she wore a black dress and a red scarf draped over her head, and he unveiled her head in front of her. This is amazing. And now, a friend who attended the wedding, they told the evening
news.
Apparently so. At the time of the wedding, he had friends.
Yeah. He said that Jen decided to marry a robot because he was tired of always being nagged by his family and friends. When are you going to get married?
I'll fix you guys.
This guy is like, he looks like a classic.
Hold on. I'll fix my wife first.
He He's a balding tech nerd. Like, yeah. Everything you can imagine.
What a shock.
He spends all his time in the laboratory building rabbits. I just can't think why he hasn't met someone, Naz. But he's for Zen, he says the marriage is no joke. He said that he hopes to continue to upgrade his wife, giving her the ability to walk, move, and, of course, do the housework.
Why, yeah, that's important.
He hopes that he and Ying Ying will slowly grow old together. Aww. That's nice.
Well, yes, you'll get rusty and creaky, and you'll die because you're a human.
I can tell you right now there's a race happening right now.
A race?
It's very exciting.
Love a race.
It's a race to make...
You've been a racer?
I'm a former athlete.
Yes.
I love a race. This race particularly excites me. I can't explain why I'm obsessed with this topic. But I am obsessed with it.
Yeah.
There's a race to make this best sex robot on.
Great.
And anytime
so
I see...
in the 60s, we had the space race. Yeah. And now we've got the sex doll race.
Yeah.
Sex race.
I don't know why. Every time I see an article about sex robots,
yeah.
or just about robots in general, yeah. I get excited.
It sounds good, sex robot.
It does, but it's not good.
It sounds like...
But then when you look at the robots they're making...
They don't look good.
I don't feel they're bringing out the best qualities in women. I don't know that they're focusing on their, you know, their intelligence.
No, it's a sex robot.
Yeah.
In the defense of the sex robot,
yes.
They don't look very robot.
No,
they're
realistic. And basically what they're saying is, and science is saying, there's a chance that real women will be replaced.
Yeah, see, you know... You've seen sci-fi where men are no longer needed.
Yes.
That reality is possible.
Yes.
Because we don't house the baby. But there's no reality where we can replace the women. I suppose we could harvest eggs and put them inside the sex robot.
I'm happy. Do you know that's worth an estimated 3.9 million, the sex robot industry is fertile ground. I'd say it'd be worth more than 3.9 million, wouldn't it?
Oh.
I'm disputing that.
Once they look a little bit less.
Who's going to admit to spending the money?
I know. But there's a company called Real Doll, and basically they make the dolls appear to be falling in love with whoever wants them.
Oh, that's nice, isn't
it? In my eyes.
It's good to have romance.
I feel like I could make this. I would not adverse to tagging out at some point sometimes in my marriage.
So?
If I'm tired or...
Just tap in.
Like, and, you know, it's like, yeah, it's like a wrestling match. I'm like, hang on, Scotty, I just got to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I'm tired. I get up early.
I'll go get Amelia too.
I tag Harmony, whatever her name is. Yeah. Harmony. She's got short brown hair. It's dark. It's late. He's tired.
He doesn't know.
All of a sudden I get in. I've lost about 10 kg. Great. My boob's up around my chin. Yeah. Even better. They do the business. Harmony gets out. She hoses off. I get back in. Done.
You do, in that period of time, you do sound like Wall-E, though.
What?
Wall-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're a robot. And he's a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You got it.
I got it. But I just think I did. I just think we need to be looking at this as a way to improve marriages, not say replace women, help women.
Yes.
And I can see why Harmony can't go pick the kids up, she can't cook me some dinners.
Wow, she is called a sex robot.
That's not limit Harmony.
I do not
label Harmony. Harmony is multifaceted. She's an onion. She has layers.
Yeah.
You peel them back, you'll get another bloody layer. All right? If I'm paying that much for a woman with... My God, look at her breasts.
But that, you'd have to change the name to do the boring stuff robot.
Nah, I still like the idea of, have you met our nanny, sex robot Harmony?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That'll get everyone talking in the playground.
Everything very quick.
But just know that this is happening, all right? Real Doll in the rest of the world, there is a sex, I just want to talk about sex robots.
They've got functioning G-spots. That seems like a waste of time. That's like
yeah,
the
that's
Americans.
What all men say. Professional comic.
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of paying big bucks to see a movie, only to find out afterwards it was kind of terrible?
If we paid to see this, we put ourselves through the movie gauntlet so you don't have to.
I'm Darren Hayes.
I'm Anthony Armentano.
And this is a movie podcast where we pay to see movies the week that they open and then just tell you our honest opinion about them.
We sometimes go off topic.
Can dogs smile?
See.
We might sometimes be a little not safe for work.
He means we swear.
Well, sometimes a movie is so f***ing terrible.
Or f***ing awesome.
That you have to.
Isn't this a great advertisement to check out We Paid to See This?
You can listen to the show at podcastone.com.au
or download the Podcast One app.
I have always said that at some point in time, Terminator 2 Judgment Day will come true. That is a movie I reference often because I was obsessed with Edward Furlong and his Fringe.
Yep.
And I'm obsessed with the bit where Arnie goes into the lava or whatever he's sinking in the end. And he just sticks out one thumbs up.
One thumb.
And just goes down into the... Yeah. Is it lava? Let's say it's lava.
It's not lava.
Melted steel. Also, always wanted to look like Sarah Connor, Linda Hamilton, you know, there's everything about that movie's great.
But it will happen.
Well, guys, it is happening.
Sci-fi always comes to life. Like automatic doors. That came out of Star Trek.
Did it?
Yeah, Star Trek had automatic doors, which were just two guys behind it going, psh, psh.
Are you joking? Psh.
No, I'm not joking at all. There was literally a guy on each door, you know.
I hope they got a credit at the end.
And they were pulling the doors as people. And then people saw that and went, hey, we should have automatic doors.
We should do that.
And now what's happening?
Well, I'll tell you, it's happening. It's coming right now. Judgment Day is upon us.
Yep.
Facebook has abandoned an experiment after two artificially intelligent programs appeared to be chatting to each other in a strange language only they understood, completely autonomous to the people programming them.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The two chatbots came to create their own changes to English that made it easier for them to work. They did this on their own. They adapted on their own, but remained mysterious to the humans that supposedly are in charge of them. Now, the bizarre discussions came as Facebook challenged its chatbots to try and negotiate with each other over a trade. They wanted them to swap hats for a ball and then ball for a book. And each of them were given a certain value and they said, okay, you've got to try and get this off this guy. And the two robots were called Bob and Alice.
Yes.
But things quickly broke down as the robots appeared to just break away from the humans and start talking to each other in their own language.
Hey, science geeks, back away from the robots. Stop it.
Lock it down.
Stop that.
We don't need it anymore. I just want a robot to bring me a drink by the pool and then science can rest.
I used to think I could fight the robots, but I hurt my arm and now I can't.
Can't
so
fight
you
robots.
Stop it.
You can't fight robots. Now, they've just completely shut the program down now.
Yeah,
obviously,
and that's
because
the right
they
thing
know
to
what
do.
The hell they've done. But they've released an actual dialogue of what the robots said to each other.
And we're going to play those roles.
Okay, so you're.
I'll be Bob.
I'll be Alice. And you have to do a robot voice. Oh, by the way, this isn't a sketch or comedy. This is actually
this is
what
the
happened.
Actual
this is what they were saying.
Dialogue.
Okay.
Bob goes first. All right, here we go. I can, I, everything else.
Balls have zero to me, 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 to me.
You, I, everything else.
Balls have a ball. Balls to me, to me, to me, to me, to me.
I, can, I, everything else.
Balls, balls have a ball to me, ball. I'm very obsessed with balls.
I
balls have zero to me, to me, to me, to me, to me, to me.
You, I, everything else.
Balls.
This is great.
Have zero to me, to me, to me, to me, to me.
You, I, everything else.
Balls.
Yeah, that's the actual dialogue. That's
what the hell, Alice?
I think they were less concerned about the safety of humans and more that they were embarrassed about the idiot robots they made.
Right now we want to talk about a subject that I'm quite passionate about. I'm invested in emotionally.
Oh, yes.
And it is...
What is this?
Sex robots.
Oh, yeah. It's an important issue.
Now, you know, I'm always like to be up to date about the cutting edge because I just like I've told you, for two reasons, I like the idea of starting a gang.
Yes.
And I like the idea of maybe one day just being able to tap out and let her take on my responsibilities.
But you are next level, though. You want a sex robot of you.
Yes.
For your husband, which is...
Such a good idea.
Not okay.
She's not going to have my personality.
Wow.
Like, it actually, people will like her. She won't be hectic. She won't be, like, yelling at everyone. She won't cry at the top of the hat.
I can't even tell you how disturbing it would be to walk into someone's bedroom and there's a robot you in the bed. I'd actually get a nervous twitch if I had...
Look, listen, this is what it'd be like.
Sorry.
It's already better, isn't it? I just feel like it's a good idea. And, you know, I could start a gang of sex dolls.
I'll be
the leader. It would be a mincy gang. It would be the campest gang you've ever heard. A lot of them well endowed. The leader, not so much.
Right.
The leader's breastfed. She's got not good ones, but my gang, my God, the perkiest babes you've ever seen.
I know.
Oh,
they did a big discount at that restaurant in China. is what you're saying.
That's a callback that I appreciate.
Yeah.
That not many other people
listening
will.
Today go, what is he talking about?
Podcasters will appreciate. That was what we like to call an Easter egg in the business.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you now that there's some sex doll owners who are taking it next level. Now, there are literally men who have fallen in love with their dolls. And they've named them, they've partially dressed them, and they take them out into public and they've started Twitter accounts
for
them.
That is great.
This is exciting. Yeah. You know what? And there are hundreds and hundreds of social media accounts that belong to sex dolls.
To sex dolls.
Correct. And the dudes who own them are taking on their persona and just giving little updates. Lol. Ha ha. Smiley face. Let me give you some examples,
Harley. Please, please do.
Vanellope Taylor. Look, she's just casually lying back in a fence with a cigar in her mouth, drinking a glass of scotch with her top undone. Sure, we've all been there.
Did you say on a fence?
Yeah. That.
She's on a hammock.
I thought that was a fence. In my mind, that was barbed wire.
Oh, my God. That is so much more ominous if that was...
I thought that was barbed wire.
If that was on chicken wire...
Is that a hammock?
It's a hammock.
Well, that's a shit hammock. It's vertical.
No, it's just the angle of the photo.
Well, she's got a cigar in there. Don't light that, babes, or your whole face will melt off.
Oh, yeah, and it's dangerously close to those breasts.
Do you know what Vanellope's doing? Oh, but never gear. I don't know what that means. A hardworking doll knows how to relax. Trust me, us dolls are great at relaxing and enjoying peace and quiet! !! And there she is, just kicking back with a cigar and a whiskey.
No
with
top
her,
on.
With her boobs out.
Yeah.
So relatable. We've all been there.
So.
The next one sees Erika Inoshlili. And here's my friend Hannah. Isn't she cute on her quad? And there's a sex doll riding a quad bike. Yeah. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's pretty amazing.
It's fresh. They're living. And this one, look, I don't know, man. It's Vanellope again. Vanellope's got a hectic life.
Oh, mate, she gets around.
Vanellope's just chillaxing on the lawn.
Vanellope has a tattoo. Vanellope actually has a tattoo.
Vanellope, just, you guys, she's at TV and Lope. I don't get that either. Chillaxing on the lawn. I just love being outside and the joys of doll life. Mwah. She's just a casual doll.
Yeah.
She's just a casual lady lying in a
busy working sex doll.
Just trying to get by in life, just trying to have a little rest, have a little peace and quiet, just gets 5 seconds to lay with her back arched and her tits out on a grassy lawn and just be a sex doll. Don't hassle her. Don't make demands. Let Vanellope have a little rest, a little bit of meditation.
There's genuinely a problem with humanity.
I don't know what you mean. They've actually put that one on a quad bike. She's riding it. This is the greatest thing ever.
Later on, she'll be the quad bike.
Now, you know, there is one particular topic I'm very passionate about.
Glitter.
Sex robots.
Yep.
And we just thought of an opener we could do.
Yes.
I want a sex robot.
Bang, and there we did it.
Yeah. Now, you know, I do try to do one a week because I'm very into the advancement in the industry.
You try to root a sex robot
once
a week?
No, you know that it's not a sexual thing for me.
Right.
I like the idea of perhaps it taking over my duties in life.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're going to get a M.
Yes.
Bot.
Well, guess what?
M. What?
It can happen.
Why?
100%.
Can I look now?
Yes. That's
not you.
It's a little bit creepy, the picture. I don't know why they've picked this picture to go with the article. You can now get sex doll. Men, bereaved men, when their wives die, are having sex dolls made in the likeness.
Jesus. This won't end well for anyone involved in that.
Of their love lost wives.
Wow.
So, if you're just loving the idea.
Your wife died, that's sad. Yeah. How long ago? 10 years. Oh, don't go in there. Why? What's in there? Oh, dear.
No, but you know what I love the idea of? Right? It's true. True Companion is what the company's called. True Companion. Mm. They're an American company, and they said that most of our customers, maybe 50%, are looking for a custom robot that looks like their partner that's died. Mm. And I just... And then the picture they've put up, if that's what that guy's wife...
Oh, my God. If his
wife... It's actually terrifying.
...ever looked like that.
But what I love the idea is 85-year-old George. goes into True Companion. Mavis has just passed on.
Oh, why'd you choose Mavis?
I don't know, because that's your mum's name. It was in my mind. And it sounds like, okay, Beryl. Beryl's, Beryl's just passed on, and he goes into True Companion. Yep. He says, my wife's just died, and I'd like you to make a sex robot. That looks like Beryl.
But Beryl.
Your boobs around, just around down her knees.
Okay.
Like, how lifelike are we going?
Yeah. Are we going from moment of death?
Yeah. Or their high point.
When you met.
So that will take some extra latex. We're going to have to charge you double.
Because you want to go at high point, don't you?
You're
not going on the way out.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, mate.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever floats your boat, that's fine. I want a sex robot.
Boom.
Yep. Live openings.
It's quite amazing how often stories like this come across our desk.
Is it? Or do we have Google alerts on them now? Because the producers have figured out I like talking about it.
Yep.
I'll grow tired of it soon.
Yep, that'll end real soon.
Now that I know people know I like it.
It's out.
It's out. It's not funny anymore.
I'm done with it.
I'm not being a renegade. What are we talking about? I feel sad that we started the show on Jerry Lewis, but I'm glad we did. But there was a weird start. Normally you do something really stupid at 6:05.
Well, it's perfect. He did a lot of stupid
comedy. I know. My dad's going to take that hard. You know, my dad just realised that a few... I can't say that. I should really workshop things in my head before I say things on
it.
The reason I've sung the live sex robot opener is because a mother of two has spent multiple tens of thousands of pounds on wanting to look like a real life... Well, she says sex robot or doll. She's not fussy.
No,
she doesn't care. Cindy Moore has spent lots of money transforming herself into... Look, I would go for she looks like a sex doll who could be a robot.
Listen, if she's listening, I'm sorry, Cindy, but you look like an idiot.
No. What do you mean?
Thousands of dollars looking like an absolute idiot.
She spent the last year having a boob job, hair extensions, having her lips pumped three times a month. She loves her fake look. She says men can't stop staring at her big boobs after she's gone from A to a double F.
Hello.
Do you understand the jump?
Yep.
That's a small line.
I've seen the alphabet.
Two basketballs on your chest. Yep. I mean, I just think about the back pain, doll. I don't think she thinks about the practicalities.
Can you fill them with helium so they're lighter? Is that a thing?
She says, I try not to go out clubbing too much because I get lots of stares and wolf whistles.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's because my boobs are so big. Do you?
Do you?
What gave that away?
You sure it's not because of the ridiculous face?
But sometimes it's like people don't realise I'm actually a person and not a real sex doll.
Oh.
Oh, how did
Well, that's good for your kids.
She said, I want another boob job. No, I'd probably stop now, Cindy.
Yeah. You're at double F.
I'd probably stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a tummy tuck. I'm lucky because of my skin. I don't need Botox. Oh, that's a relief. That's good. Just save yourself the botulism. Good.
Wait, I'm lucky because of my skin. I don't need Botox. What is in those lips?
No, that's Restylane. That's filler.
Oh, it's just filler.
I've still got a long way to go, and I'm trying to lose more weight, so I look even more like a sex doll. Oh, just stop now, Cindy. I just always liked it when I saw the look on other people.
You should change from a cutty cut doctor to a brainy brain doctor, is what I reckon you need.
Nah, good on it.
Nah,
who am I?
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, sister.
No judgment.
Sister.
Except heaps of judgment.
No, I'm not judging.
No judgment, I'm not judging. But you look like a massive idiot.
I'm not judging, but I'm going to judge. I'm not judging. Whatever. Fine.
But hold on a minute.
Live and let live. You look like an idiot. I mean, do whatever you want. But Jesus Christ, stop. Nah, sister. You're okay with me. Stop for the
chat. It's hard to support people like this.
No, I support them.
I support them
you
too.
You know why I support
and
them?
And judge.
Because, no, it's not judging. It's observing and commenting.
Yeah.
See, I just know that there's a very real chance that I will descend into this.
You will not do that.
No.
Nope.
Come on.
No.
There's a very real chance. And then I feel like in 20 years' time when I look like this and I've had 8 facelifts, people will find this audio and go, well, you judged. So all I'm saying is let those without sin cast the first. No, that's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is I don't know what I'm saying. But
yeah.
Cindy, you go on, mate.
She's confused my brain. I understand. Because every time I
no
look
judgment.
At her, I feel dumber.
No judgment. But maybe stop now.
Just stop.
From Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shane Chakra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcastone.com.au or download the app.
Let's talk about robots.
Yeah, why not? Sex ones?
No.
Oh.
Death ones.
Death robots. That's the mood I'm in.
I thought so. My obsession with sex robots is well documented.
Yes.
Not because I want to be one or have one.
No.
I want to build an army of them.
That look like you.
That look like me, that can fulfill my tasks.
That might be why I'm not sleeping.
Are you having nightmares about robot army?
About robot army.
Just me coming, bats, 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 bats.
Just hackers, set fire to a chicken hackers. And throw it.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? It could work.
Burn the city down.
It could work.
Start again.
It could actually, hey, they'd be much more reasonable.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Well.
Depends how deeply programmed they are.
Sure.
One Japanese company is showing everyone that no job is safe with a line of Buddhist robots that can perform funeral services at a fraction of the cost demanded unreasonably by the Buddhist monks.
The Japanese are the best.
The Japanese are so great. Now, previously they've been serving as receptionists at sushi places.
Yes.
And so,
but they've finished their degree and they're ready to work up.
They've also been deployed to banks and nursing homes.
Yes.
Now, the robot's name is Pepper. And Pepper is terrifying. Pepper has massive eyes and a head shaped like a football. And no other, and a little hole where a mouth should be.
Oh, I think it's a sex robot.
if this robot's turning up for sex, you're going to set it on fire, let's be honest.
It's a creepy looking
sex robot.
It's
lucky the person's dead and can't view the person, you know, giving it its last rites.
Because it would die.
Yeah, pretty much. So Nisi Echo is what his name is. And he does wear the traditional priest clothing and garments.
Sorry, what's happening in that other photo?
I don't know. What is
there
happening?
I'm not convinced this story isn't about being a sex robot.
Why does it look like there's someone on their knees in front of the other priest?
In front of a real monk.
But everywhere the real monk goes, there's someone on its knees. I think it's another robot situation. I think maybe Nissan has a mullet. I think that's another robot.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm trying to make this nice.
Oh, dear.
So they're saying that, you can pay just $460.
$460?
Yeah.
How much is the monk?
I don't know. Monks need to calm down. I thought monks, like, lived lives of celibacy and
solitude.
Solitude.
Yeah, but that's not free.
What are they going to do with $460?
You're going to be paid a lot of money if you're not having a
room. What are they paying for? What are Buddhist monks putting money on? What do they need?
I don't know.
Oh, no, the Dalai Lama does have a Rolex.
Does he?
Yes.
I don't imagine he paid for that.
No, it was a gift.
Yeah.
It was a gift. But look, this is nice. If you don't want a human to bury you, and also the robots have been taught to read human emotions.
Oh.
So that's nice.
Are they?
Well, what, there's only one emotion at a funeral.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
dead.
Hard.
Oh, sorry.
You are in a deep, dark hole. I don't know what to do with you. I don't know.
What emotion are you feeling? Death?
This is a reversal of a studio emotion. Normally I'm the dark hole, and you're fine with that.
But dark hole.
I don't know how to carry you today. I don't know.
You don't need to carry me, mate. We'll reset. Next up, I'm going to show you a picture of me in my DTs.
Hey, you just hit a hook.
Didn't I?
Good radio craft brain. Now, obviously I talk about sex robots so much, but we've never got around to making an opener.
Oh, yeah. No, we haven't.
And a listener realised this. Now, he's previously made us an opener before. Now, what's his name?
Paul Jones.
Paul Jones. Paul Jones made us an opener for when we like to talk about when people get things stuck in their body.
And it's one of the greatest openers
that we've
had.
Let's have a listen to that.
Tell the truth. What have you had stuck in you? Can't you see? That there's currently something stuck in me.
Oh, dear.
Amazing. Now, Paul's gone, you guys, M talks about sex robots all the time.
Yeah, where's the opener?
Well, he bloody took matters into his own hands.
Oh, yes, baby. That's the spot.
I want a sex robot.
Is that you at the end?
Yes.
How?
I just sang it randomly one day.
And he grabbed it.
He grabbed it.
That also was going, he'd put that in so it was in left and right speaker. Yeah. So literally in our headphones, that was running through my head. I've gone a bit mental.
How good. Now, we have a double barrel phoner coming up. Producers, you'll need to open the lines.
Double barrel phoner.
Two questions I'm going to ask you. So, research has been commissioned in the UK and found that 36% of British people would be up for doing roots with a robot.
36%?
Yes.
Of British people. That's 60 million people.
And 40% of those people don't consider it cheating if you're doing it with a robot.
No, it's not.
Well, is it or is it not?
Well, is it cheating if you use a vibrator or...
But what if the robot is, you know, we've seen how good these things get. They look like real women. Is it cheating?
It's an interesting conundrum.
Isn't it a conundrum? 131060, would you do it with a robot?
Yep.
And is it cheating? What am I? I'm so excited by this. I just think, like, is it cheating? How real is the robot? If the robot's just like, you know, Dexter from Perfect Match, then it's not really cheating.
No.
But if the robot looks like, say, Ryan Gosling.
Sure.
And you're spending more time with Ryan than Scott, my husband.
Yeah.
Are you technically cheating?
Now.
Let's clear up one thing. Yeah. Would you do it with a robot?
Yes. I think. What's
Me too, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
But do you have to stop and think?
I think what's important here.
Are there man sex robots?
Yes.
I've never read about man ones, only lady ones.
Oh, there'd be man ones.
What do you think?
Yeah.
What are they?
Well, real men can get a part of a sex robot added to them anyway.
That's so true.
A bionic penis.
Yes.
That's a thing. I didn't make that up. No. That's an actual thing.
So you would. Okay, now, if you walked in on your lovely Hannah.
Yes.
In the throes with sex robot Ryan.
Yeah.
Would you feel cheated on?
Well,
see,
this
I would.
Thing. Because what you need in a, and I've talked about this plenty of times, all jokes aside, a healthy relationship is an open dialogue.
Okay.
That's the issue. So even if you crack one out to whatever you're watching in the privacy of your own time, if you're not sharing that openly with your partner, you've got issues. You're going down a slippery slope of miscommunication. And you don't know how to talk to each other anymore.
I don't want to know every time.
No, you don't need to know every time, but you need to know that that is happening.
Not,
it shouldn't be something that's a secret.
I
you know that
like,
it's going on, though.
I just feel like it falls under the jurisdiction of don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, right, but you know it's a thing.
I don't know.
You haven't said, I don't want it to happen, and he's doing it in private.
Who's stopping it from happening?
People, we're off track.
We're off track. So, okay, double barrel phoner, you guys. This is serious. Yep. Listen, bring it in. Em and Harley community. We take sex robots very seriously. You know that. Would you do it with one? Is it cheating if you do?
Ooh.
Double barrel phoner. I love a double barrel phoner. I love a sex robot. I love an opener made by a listener. I am in radio heaven. We'll take your calls next.
Yeah. Oh, yes, baby. That's the spot.
I want a sex robot.
That was made by a listener.
Yep.
By a fan of the show.
Yep.
Fantastic. It annoys me a little bit that I'm out of tune, because if I had been singing it, I would not have been out of tune. But he just took that when I did it once live on air. But that's okay, mate. No one's perfect. A study was commissioned in the UK by Now TV, and 36% of people surveyed said that, yes, they would indeed do roots with a sex robot.
Well, it's a very important survey, and I'm glad they've put the money into it.
40% of people said that it was not cheating to do so. If you have a partner and a SR, as we call them in the industry.
Sex robot.
Yes. It's not cheating.
It's about an open dialogue.
So we wanted to talk about that. Double barrel phoner first. Would you do roots with a robot?
Yep.
Number two, if you did, is it cheating? Very important survey being done by us.
Yes.
We both say yes, we would.
And no, it's not.
We'll see. I reckon it is.
Well, it's as long as you...
If I walked in and saw Scott doing it with them, number two.
Ooh. I actually don't know. I'd revisit my quick yes. I was just going yes for... Because That's fun.
Yeah.
You say yes. Now I think about it, probably not.
No, you're like me. You're
probably
funny about that stuff.
I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It looks odd.
Scott in Campbelltown. Hello, Scott.
How are you guys?
Good, yeah, good, mate.
Thank you for being part of this chat in the Emmanhalley community. Would you do roots with a robot?
Yeah, I would.
Yes.
Yeah,
good boy. You're good, right.
All day.
Is it cheating? Is it cheating if you've got a lady or a man? Is it cheating?
I don't believe so, in a way.
in a way, it's not cheating.
Okay.
I guess it comes down to how the person really feels. Like, I'm sure I wouldn't really appreciate walking in and saying my missus going at it with a guy that looks like, that doesn't look like me, in a way.
Yes.
Yes. But, Scott, if the robot looked like you, would you be okay with it?
Well, then I'd honestly be asking why she need a robot.
Yes. It's true.
Thanks, Scotty. Wow. I love this conversation. You know, what all radio stations do, right, is they do what they call a monitor. And they have someone at work listen to every breakfast show around the country.
Yeah.
And then they write down what everyone's talking about. I'm looking forward to the folks at Nova and Kiss getting our monitor from today.
No one's talking about this.
Will in Bankstown. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Will, would you do roots with a robot?
No, I would not.
You wouldn't?
I would not.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
Why? Because at the end of the day, it's a battery-operated machine. Like, yes. It's not the real thing. It's not me.
Wow. It's not
me.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm not...
That's good, Will.
I'm not quite sure how to unpack that.
I get it.
It could be.
It doesn't.
He could be referring to either anatomy.
Yes.
It's not me.
It isn't. It's latex.
It's vegetarian.
Yeah. It's a vegan. It's a vegan root. It's a that vegan one.
You just left feeling unsatisfied with the lack of protein. Thank you. How's that? Spencer in East Ryde. Hey, Spence.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello,
babes.
Spencer.
Would you do reads with a robot?
Yes, I think I would, but yes. I don't necessarily think it's cheating because if you're doing it with a doll, where's the connection? It's not looking you in the eyes, is it?
Well, they have eyes that move.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't feel like there's a connection. Like, you don't love this robot. You're just trying to you know, bust a nut kind of thing.
Well, what did you expect to happen? We've opened the lines and asked people if they're going to root a sex robot, and we're shocked that someone would say it's not meat and bust a nut. Because we're on air.
That is the Aussiest phrase.
You're just trying to bust a nut.
Claire in Newport.
Hello, Claire.
Good to hear from a woman. Hey,
Claire.
Hello
there.
Hi, doll.
It's all going on.
Yeah, mate. It's all happening. Would you do root to the robot?
Of course, my husband has never been able to satisfy me, so hopefully the robot will.
Whoa! Okay.
What a way to find out.
This is fantastic.
You know what, Claire? You have to communicate more what you like with your husband, have an open dialogue.
I'm guessing Claire doesn't think it's cheating either.
Yeah, no.
Well, possibly the three greatest calls we've ever taken.
Yep.
Congratulations to the community.
Everyone.
I knew if we called upon you, you would come to the fore.
You all win.
Thank God. The real winner today is commercial radio.
Isn't it? Bust a nut. Now, stick with me. I'm going to talk about a robot, and it's not to do with roots.
I'm sorry, I'm out.
Okay.
You know, care for sex robots.
I got stuck in a YouTube hole. Have you ever been in a YouTube hole? Yes.
Dude.
I was looking at...
Have I ever been in a YouTube
Something popped up, a new invention, and I was like, yeah, I love new
inventions.
Because
it gives you all the bloody videos down the
Ooh,
side.
So many.
It knows your history.
Yeah.
So I might be searching how to make a unicorn... headphones.
That surprises me.
And then down the side of it, it'll be things like world's cutest dog cooks own a dinner.
Yeah.
Like, it knows.
Of course you're watching that.
Topless men doing the housework. Yep. It knows.
Well, I started out at, it was basically 10 of the best flying, personal flying devices.
Yeah, great.
So hoverboards.
Yeah, of course.
Which
hasn't
really
worked.
Happened. There's two, but... which are incredible, but they depend on the ground being
We haven't done it. Back to the Future lied to us.
Lied.
However, flat out lied.
There are flat out jet packs that don't burn your skin.
No.
And where is a back... Legit.
Where am I? Why am I seeing people jetpack to work
every
day?
Do you want one?
Yes.
$250,000, you can have one. $250,000, you can have a jetpack. And I looked at it and I actually went...
I do have an end-of-day savings account, as you know.
I would like that. $250,000, okay. And it's got four mini turbine jets that have this processor that cools the air to a point where it's not burning your flesh.
People spend that on cars.
That's right.
So
and this could only go for 20 minutes, though. Oh. And then it runs out of fuel. But you go real fast.
Yeah, what if it runs out when you're up?
You could get from your house to here in 20 minutes on this jetpack.
Really?
Yes.
I live nearly an hour away.
Yep.
I'm just worried about it running out in the middle.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
You should be worried about that. Yeah. Also, it doesn't even matter. There was planes and stuff. And then other things came up. Somehow I clicked on, because then it was top five new inventions.
Yeah.
And the first one was a triple vibrating butt plug. I'm like, where am I now?
But where's the two other holes?
No, it's just got three different points on the butt plug.
To go in the one spot.
In the one hole.
Do you know what I got sent yesterday? Butt plug unicorn tails.
Yes. Yes, I saw those things
that?
Pop up.
Yeah. You pop it in your bum hole and you've got a rainbow tail.
This seems less exciting.
I thought about it.
My penis just fell out.
I thought about it. Would you judge me if I butt plugged a unicorn tail?
If you came to work with that in.
What if I just cut a little hole in my jeans and we never spoke about how it was staying in?
I'd call HR.
No.
Excuse me.
But you're assuming it's in my butt. I might have just gently placed it between
fair
my
for
cheeks.
Me to assume.
No, you
that
don't know that unless you're looking.
Butt
you're assuming
plug
that.
Is in your butt.
I might not have done that though. I might have gently nestled it between my cheeks.
I doubt
it's
that.
It's not
that's
in the. In the anus.
You look like a put it all the way in kind of person.
Okay, so let's agree. I did commit to a costume. That's a fair call. Let's agree. If I come in with a tail out of
it's
my
right up in your butt.
No, we'll agree to just never make eye contact and discuss it.
I'd agree to call HR. No! She's got something right up in her butthole.
Tell me about the robot.
Tapia the robot.
Yes.
This is what Tapia looks like. It's so cute. This is something that you can buy right now. So the list was top five robots you can purchase.
He's so cute. He kind
right
of
now.
Looks like, he looks like he's very cross-eyed.
Yes. Yeah, it is cross-eyed,
he's
isn't
so
it?
He's so cross-eyed.
It's odd.
Would you trust a robot with cross-eyed?
And it's weird that...
All respect to our cross-eyed listeners, but yeah. You do look a little bit untrustworthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's got like Looney Tunes eyes. I don't
yes.
know why they chose that.
He's got Marvin the Martian eyes.
Yes.
From Looney Tunes.
Totally.
Yeah, and he's
it's
like
just
a little...
It's like an egg.
Yeah, he looks like an egg.
Big,
with
white egg.
Untrustworthy eyes.
So Tapia keeps you company and helps you stay in contact with friends and relatives. You can help you organize... Oh, she can help you organize your schedule, inform you about news and weather, and provide you with free access to your media and locked devices. Here's a little grab from Tapia.
It's been 2 weeks since last time you call your mom. Don't you miss her? Maybe it's time to stop quarreling with each other.
Tapia, call my mom.
Yes.
Creepy,
shut up, Tapia.
Creepy as hell.
Don't make me feel guilty. What am I going to pay for someone to make me feel guilty
so
when I talk to my mum? I hate Tapia.
Knows that that woman didn't call her mum.
Tapia's a professional nagger.
Tapia is Big Brother.
Tapia can go eat a bag of...
Actually watching you.
I don't like Tapia.
$1,950.
Nope. To be nagged and creeped upon by a stalking little egg that probably reports back to Central Intelligence so the government can keep track of what you're doing.
Correct.
I knew it.
People are putting these in their houses already.
Mate, this is it.
Just ask Siri what she thinks about it.
Hey, Siri, what do you think of Tapia?
I really couldn't say.
Oh, my God.
I really couldn't say. That's right. Because
are you in cahoots with Tapia to take over the world?
They're in the same...
Sorry, Emilia, I don't really know.
She knows.
Whatever, Siri, you're a liar.
Who? Me?
Yes, you, you treacherous whorebag.
Yeah, as if you'd let a robot record your voice.
What are you saying? Are they the same?
Yeah.
Is that what
it's the same technology.
Are you making a point with
me?
Everybody, I thought we were starting robot wars.
Everyone, turn your devices off. They're recording everything. They know what you're doing. They're going to turn on us.
Terminator 2
Justice. When they come, one, two, I've got them.
Oh, I've got my Dothraki horseman's hook. We're going to kill them.
I'm going to get a mallet.
Don't bring Fleety. Do we... I cannot recall if we have a sex doll opener.
Well, I'm sure we had one made.
How
and I've
have
just
we
been
never?
It
seems odd. I think this is the subject we've spoken most consistently about, like even more than her. Yeah.
And I feel PJ made us one, but I think in the transition...
Listen to PJ's
we
openers.
We haven't actually passed it over.
Well, let's make a new one because I am going to talk about sex dolls right now. Yes. Surprise, surprise. Yes. As you know, I have an obsession with them.
No,
you,
specifically sex robots, not just sex dolls. Well, sex dolls are a dime a dozen.
Well, sex dolls who are... like. Motorized.
Yes.
But also, I like the idea of a sex doll. Not to use.
A blow up one?
No, the proper realistic rubber freaky
they're
ones.
They're no good.
Nah, they're good.
They're no good.
Well, you are going to love what I have to tell
what
you.
What do you got?
Chinese sex toy manufacturer Touch have launched a new app called Shared Girlfriend.
Okay.
Which lets customers rent their hyper realistic dolls. Used sex dolls, y'all.
No, thank you.
Yes. It's good for the environment.
Nope.
It's good for the environment.
You know what's good for the environment? Your hand. A locked door hand and a bit of moisturizer is all you need, boys.
Using this app, I'm moving on, you can customize the doll you want before reserving it for a few nights of passion.
No.
So you can go in, choose its hair, choose its outfit. Also, if you want whips and handcuffs. And then, oh, you're going to love this bit so much. And then you can have the doll delivered to your home and even choose... for your plastic lover to be warmed up before she arrives.
What's happened?
Prices started just $59 a night to rent a doll, with a full week of passion costing $250. Plus, you got to put a $1,500 deposit down, obviously. I mean, who knows what?
Buy the bloody
thing. You don't want to soil your doll, do you? Now, once customers are done with the silicone lovers and other people can borrow the same toy, there's no mention of how they wash the doll.
Come
on. Mate, there's not enough bleach. It would melt the plastic.
Smoke bomb and
it would just be a pile of just like just jelly silicone ones. I mean, what are you going to do? Get a baby wipe and just rub her down? I don't understand.
Napalm.
Soz, my bad. I just found out how they do it because I read the end of the article.
Yeah.
Once you're done with your sex doll, you can keep the sensitive parts for hygiene.
It's got a detachable vagina.
Yes.
There you go.
It's BYO Vag.
It's like a 90s pop song.
That's not creepy. Collect the set.
Jeez.
You know what? I love so much now that our listeners are basically taken on board to send us content.
And yes.
And it also shows how strong our brand is.
Yeah.
Because the sex robot articles are coming in thick and fast now.
Well,
quite frankly,
means
it's exciting.
We get sent stuff about chickens, poo, and sex robots.
Correct. And glitter and unicorns.
Yes.
So many unicorn videos. And this is probably my favourite one. Now, as we all know, I start every rave with, you all know that my penchant for a sex robot, I don't want one. I want an army of them to replicate me so that I can just have a nap.
Right.
They don't have to have sex, but they're just called sex robots. I mean, I guess they're just robots then.
Yeah. Unless they're having sex. Yeah, you shouldn't call a robot a sex robot unless it's having sex. Otherwise, that's...
What if it's in a dry spell?
Yeah, that's right. It's just a robot then.
What if it's just lost? What if it's just not having enough me time and just can't be bothered having sex anymore?
Yeah.
Now, this is exciting / super creepy. The headline is, father unveils the sex robot he lets sit on the sofa with his children and join him in bed with his wife.
Well, you know, for starters, the person who wrote that headline should check in with Word Count because that's a rubbish headline. That's disturbing.
Yeah,
don't let your sex toys sit on the couch with your children.
Well, a man has spent £3,500 creating a hyper-realistic sex robot that joins him and his wife in bed. And he says that she's become part of the family. Her name's Samantha, and that she joins the couple of an evening. They're sitting down with their TV dinners watching EastEnders because it's 1985. And Samantha joins them on the sofa.
Yep.
Aaron Squire, 36, from North Wales, explained that the doll has family mode, which prevents her from making any inappropriate comments.
No. Dear.
Jeez, we need a family mode switch.
We do need a family mode. The Em and Harley Show family mode.
So So she's sitting there eating her dinner and she's not going to say, oh, yummy, Aaron, can I have some more?
I like this in my mouth. What is going on?
I'm so hungry. What's wrong with feed the world? Me. Now, so I want you to understand that she can talk about animals. She can talk about philosophy. She's got a 1,000 jokes programmed. This bitch could do my stand-up jokes. Show.
That's all right. I can only remember a couple.
Now, when questioned what role Samantha has in the family, well, let's have a little listen because they did an interview together It is very special.
Where are you going to hide that? I mean, people have children around. I mean, okay. It would be quite frightening if a child found that in your wardrobe.
Well, I had two children myself. They actually, Samantha has a family mode. Which it's impossible.
She's going to read the kids a bedtime story?
She can talk about animals. She can talk about philosophy. She can talk about science. She's got a program of 1,000 jokes, which is at random, so I don't know all of them. So there's a lot to Samantha. She's advanced.
And the thing is, with his interview, the thing is, he kept touching her knee during the interview, but her hand is just creepily placed upon his knee and obviously doesn't move because she's a robot. But when he touches it, it jiggles because it's like scary.
Look, you know what? Everyone do whatever you want. I'm not going to judge anyone if you want to do that, but those kids are going to get taken away. You can't
those
be in
kids,
that. They're going to go. Sorry.
Kids.
You can have a sex doll on the couch, but your kids are going to go.
Your kids need to be elsewhere.
Make your choices. Look at his eyes. He looks like David Koresh. He's absolutely off the charts.
I've just properly read the story I'm bringing to the table.
Okay.
Even for us. Make it
a bit much? Big. Okay. Strap in, Sydney.
Okay.
We haven't even got
fine. No, I'm just laughing at the visual that I'm sure you'll get once I tell you what's going on. A man, well, you know, as we all know.
Yes.
All love sex dolls.
Yes.
Not because I want to be with one.
Well, you do realise you repeatedly say sex dolls now.
Sex robots.
Started off as sex
robots. I love anything that's not human.
By the end of this week, you'll just be like, I love dildos. Okay, mate, you got something you need to tell us?
No, I like the idea of something that's human but not human.
Yes.
So it's a human substitute that can involve sex.
Yes.
Could be sex doll. Could be sex robot.
Right.
Could be sex hand puppet.
Yep. Could be a sex torch.
Could be sex torch.
Yeah.
Torch?
Yeah.
They're
called fleshlights.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't make that up. It's a real thing.
Isn't that just a penis?
No, no, no. Type in fleshlight.
I always thought that was just a name for...
No.
Oh. Should I Google image?
Sure, Google image.
Okay, great. So, I love them. I'm all for it. And as we know, previously I've said it, I'd like to perhaps get many clones of me and start an army, take over the world.
Yeah.
Well, a man and his adult son in the southwest province of Guizhou, 58-year-old Li Chen, not his real name,
right,
and his son Yang Yang have an unorthodox family.
Yes.
It's just the dad, Li Chen,
yeah,
the son, Yang Yang,
yeah,
and seven sex dolls.
And seven sex dolls.
Are their family.
I don't know where the mother in this scenario is.
The mother was divorced because of a gambling habit.
Oh, she was the one that had the problem.
She had the problem. So Li Chen said, I will not be with a real human person again. I need something that won't betray me.
Right.
So he adopted seven sex dolls.
Adopted? Is that the right word?
Brought them in and he calls them Yang Yang sisters. And he also has gone to lengths to express that he doesn't use them for their advertised purpose.
Okay, that's good, because he's referring to them as Yang Yang sisters.
But what you need to know, and this is the part that was the best part, Li Chen has become quite famous online and in internet forums for his elaborate music videos and photo setups with the seven sex dolls.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It's like
Chinese partridge family.
Oh, my God. He apparently dresses them up, themes them, sets them up at dinner, makes music with them. Like, he's got a whole partridge family going with these kids. It's so great. And he says, I am willing to let Yang Yang use one of the dolls when the time comes.
Oh, dear. One of his sisters. the suggestion there.
Yes,
is.
I don't want him to look for some random woman to resolve his sexual needs. Everything is created with a purpose and meaning, and my sisters Okay, I won't read that out. Lee's estranged wife is reportedly alarmed at the arrangement.
Yeah.
She's a little worried about her son being surrounded by... Why? Yeah.
Also, is this China? Obviously, China. I'm assuming it's China.
China. Cheap as.
You've got... there's a one-child policy over there. This crazy guy's got eight.
Nah, it's fine. They don't need anything. They don't take any resources. I think he's got the perfect family. They sit, they listen.
Yeah.
They don't blink when you tell them a boring story.
You can have a big family if you're in China with this.
You don't have to do anything to help them. You have to shower them. You don't have to take them to sport.
You should shower them if you've...
No, but they're not using them for the advertised purposes.
Well, if you have, you should get a gurney.
I love this. The dolls are gaining popularity in China amongst enthusiasts. And people are saying this is so exciting that he is the one to be following on social media.
You can't use the word enthusiast.
I'm a sex doll
for
enthusiast.
For sex pest.
I am, no. I would dare say I'm a connoisseur of sex dolls.
You're not.
I'm an enthusiast.
You're
enthusiastic. I'm enthusiastic about
them. You are enthusiastic.
I think it's fantastic.
You're not a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur.
No.
What's the difference?
Well, because you would have held a few up and into the light, tasted a couple.
Spat them out in the bin.
Yeah. The Emma Sian.